Welcome to another deep dive. This time around, we're going to be looking at employee wellness initiatives.
Yeah.
And initially, when we first started talking about this, I kind of thought, well, is this just another corporate buzzword or, you know?
Right, right.
But the more I was reading through everything you sent, all the articles, the research snippets, even some of the quotes, I realized there's actually some meat on the bones here. This isn't just some kind of fluffy, you know, corporate trend. It's really something substantial.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what's really fascinating about it is there's actually a real business case for investing in employee well-being. This isn't just about, you know, doing something nice for employees. It's about it can actually impact the company's bottom line. There's data that shows this.
Okay, so let's get into that. What's the argument for why companies should even care about this?
Well, I mean, think about it. When employees are stressed out, when they're burnt out, if they're dealing with health issues, it affects their work.
Right.
They're less productive. They might be more likely to make mistakes. They might need to take time off.
Yeah, they're not showing up.
Exactly. And that lost productivity, that costs the company money.
Yeah, it all adds up.
It does. And that's where the ROI comes in.
Okay.
One of the studies that you sent over actually found that companies with strong wellness programs can see a return of up to £4.17 for every pound they spend.
Wow. That's significant.
It is.
That's a lot. But what makes some programs more successful than others? Is it just about, like, you know, offering gym memberships and calling it a day? Or is there more to it?
It's definitely more to it. You can't just throw money at a problem and expect it to be solved. You need to have a really well-designed program and one that's tailored to the specific needs of your workforce. And for example, some of the research you sent actually highlights the importance of mental health initiatives.
That makes sense. I mean, in today's world, it's not just about physical health anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Mental well-being is a huge part of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about offering a one-size-fits-all solution either.
Right.
You need to consider, like, the diverse needs of your employees. So, for instance, you know, are they offering support for remote workers who might be dealing with isolation or burnout? Or are there resources in place to help employees manage, like, stress, anxiety, you know, even financial concerns?
So it's a much more holistic view, right?
Okay.
You're not just looking at one aspect of an employee's well-being, you're looking at the whole picture.
Right. And the research shows that this kind of comprehensive approach can lead to some pretty amazing results, not just in terms of productivity, but also in terms of attracting and retaining top talent.
I can see how that would be appealing to job seekers. You know, in a competitive job market, companies need to offer more than just a salary and benefits package to stand out.
For sure. Employees are increasingly looking for companies that that value their well-being and are willing to invest in their growth and development.
Okay, so we've established that there's a strong business case for these programs, but I want to know more about what they actually look like in practice.
Sure.
What are some of the key components, you know? What are we talking about here?
Well, from the stuff that you've sent, it seems like there's a pretty wide range of initiatives that can fall under this umbrella of employee wellness.
Okay, walk me through it. What are some of the highlights?
Sure. So you've got everything from mental health support to physical fitness programs, healthy eating initiatives, even things like financial wellness education.
So companies are really recognizing that it's multifaceted.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. Because when employees feel supported in all aspects of their lives, they're more likely to be engaged and productive. And, you know, they're also more likely to be loyal to their company.
Yeah, makes sense. So tell me more about these specific initiatives. What are some examples of mental health support that companies are actually offering?
So lots of companies are providing access to counseling services. This is often done through an employee assistance program, you know, or by partnering with mental health providers.
Okay, that's great. But, you know, traditional therapy can be expensive and time consuming.
Yeah.
Are there any other options for employees who maybe don't have the time or resources for regular therapy sessions?
Yeah, for sure. Some companies are offering alternatives like online therapy platforms or even, you know, mindfulness and meditation apps.
Oh, that's a great way to make it more accessible.
It is.
And what about physical fitness programs? What are some creative ways companies are encouraging employees to stay active?
So some companies are offering on-site gyms or fitness classes.
Okay.
While others might provide subsidies for gym memberships or fitness trackers.
Okay.
There's also companies that organize team challenges and competitions just to make staying active more fun and engaging.
Oh, I love that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it can be a great way to build camaraderie and just encourage people to develop healthy habits.
Exactly. It's not just about the individual, it's about the team as well.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not just about structured exercise programs either.
No.
Some companies are really trying to incorporate elements of movement and activity into the workday itself.
Like what? Standing desks, walking meetings.
Exactly. Even small changes like that can make a big difference.
Wow, this is all really fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see just how much thought and effort goes into designing these programs.
It's true. And you know, the best programs are the ones that are constantly evolving, taking into account employee feedback and the latest research.
Speaking of feedback, I'm curious to know how companies are measuring the success of these programs and ensuring that they're actually meeting employee needs. Let's maybe dig into that a little bit more.
Yeah, measuring the impact of these programs, it's super important.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just offer these initiatives and hope for the best.
Right.
You actually have to track their effectiveness and see if they're moving the needle on, you know, things like employee health and well-being and ultimately company performance.
So how do companies actually measure something as kind of multifaceted as well-being? It's not like you can just, you know, put a number on happiness or job satisfaction.
Yeah, you're right. It's not always straightforward.
Right.
But there are a number of key metrics that companies can use to get a sense of how their programs are performing.
Okay.
One obvious area is healthcare costs.
Okay.
If employees are healthier, they're less likely to be racking up those medical bills.
Right, that makes sense.
So that's one clear indicator.
And I imagine reduced absenteeism rates would be another positive sign, right?
Absolutely. When employees are feeling their best, both physically and mentally, they're less likely to need to take time off work.
Right, they're showing up.
Exactly.
Okay, and beyond those kind of quantifiable metrics, how are companies getting a sense of, you know, employee satisfaction and engagement? How are they measuring that softer side of things?
Yeah, well, a lot of companies are using employee surveys and feedback mechanisms to gauge how their programs are being received. They're also looking at metrics like employee retention rates. And even internal mobility.
Okay.
Are employees staying with the company? Are they taking advantage of opportunities for growth and development?
It's like a holistic view of how they're experiencing their work lives.
Exactly. And I think that's key to understanding the real impact of these initiatives.
Okay.
It's not just about, you know, reducing healthcare costs or boosting productivity. It's about creating a work environment where employees feel valued, supported, and empowered to thrive.
That's a great point.
And I imagine that creating that kind of environment takes, you know, a lot of effort and ongoing attention.
Right. It's not just a one-time fix.
No, it's not. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
The most successful programs are the ones that are constantly evolving.
Okay.
Companies need to be willing to adapt their programs based on employee feedback, changing needs, you know, even new research and best practices.
So it's this continuous process of improvement and refinement.
It is, yeah.
And I imagine, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah.
Companies need to figure out what makes sense for their specific workforce, their culture.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens. When companies take the time to really understand their employees' needs and create programs that truly support their well-being.
This has been a really insightful deep dive. I'm impressed by the depth and breadth of these initiatives and how much they've evolved over the years.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It seems like companies are finally starting to understand that investing in employee well-being isn't just, you know, a nice perk. It's actually a smart business strategy.
Yeah, I completely agree. And
Yeah.
I think we're only scratching the surface of what's possible.
Okay.
As our understanding of well-being continues to evolve, so too will the programs and initiatives designed to support it.
It's exciting to think about the future of work and how these initiatives might shape a more positive and fulfilling experience for everyone, for all of us.
It is.
Yeah.
And I believe that companies that prioritize employee well-being will be the ones that thrive in the long run.
Okay, so we've covered the why, the what, and the how of employee wellness initiatives. But before we wrap up, I want to turn the conversation over to you, the listener. So we've covered the why, the what, and how of employee wellness initiatives. But before we wrap up, I want to turn the conversation over to you, the listener.
Yeah.
Imagine for a moment that you were designing your dream job.
Okay.
What kind of employee wellness program would be a must-have for you? What would make you feel truly valued and supported in that role?
That's such an interesting question to think about. And I think it really gets at the heart of what we've been discussing.
Right.
You know, it's not just about perks or benefits, it's about creating a work environment where employees feel seen, heard, and empowered to thrive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you were in the driver's seat designing this dream program, what would be your top priorities?
Well, for me, it would be all about balance.
Okay.
A recognition that employees are whole people with lives and commitments outside of work. So flexible work arrangements would be essential, you know, the ability to work remotely or adjust hours when needed.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, flexibility is becoming increasingly important to people, especially as the lines between work and life continue to blur.
Absolutely. And I think it's a sign of a company that trusts its employees and values their time.
Beyond flexibility, what else would be on your wish list?
Professional development opportunities would be high on my list. And I don't just mean like mandatory training, but actual access to resources and support for employees to learn new skills, explore different career paths, you know, really grow within the company.
Right. It shows that the company is invested in their long-term success, mm-hmm. not just, you know, their immediate output.
Exactly. And it can be really motivating for employees, you know, knowing that their company is willing to support their growth.
So we've got flexibility, we've got professional development. Anything else?
Well, as we discussed, you know, mental health support is so crucial these days.
Yes.
So I would want to make sure that there was easy access to confidential counseling services.
Right.
As well as resources for stress management and mindfulness.
It sounds like you're building a really supportive and holistic program.
I'm trying to, because ultimately I think the most successful companies are the ones that recognize that investing in employee well-being is an investment in the future of the company.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. When employees feel valued and supported, they're more likely to be engaged, productive, and loyal to their company.
Exactly. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Well, this has been a truly insightful deep dive into the world of employee wellness initiatives. We've explored the why, the what, and the how. And it's clear that this is a topic that's evolving rapidly.
It is. And it's really encouraging to see more and more companies recognizing the importance of investing in their employees' well-being.
I agree. And hopefully this deep dive has given you, the listener, some food for thought. Whether you're an employee looking for a company that prioritizes well-being or a leader looking to enhance your own company's programs, there's a wealth of information out there to explore.
Absolutely. And I encourage everyone to continue learning and advocating for a more supportive and fulfilling work experience.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.